And then when I got to about 6th Avenue in Pennsylvania, the air seemed to smell like bacon, and it was quite invigorating. It reminded me of Big Fatty, actually.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online! Well, hello everyone, this is episode
Lord,
y'all, I don't know what happened there. I just couldn't fucking talk. So, as I was trying to say, this is episode 40 of the BFO for Thursday, March the 27th, 2008. You know, yesterday was my Jack Benny episode. Huh, how about that? I should have played, oh no, but that wasn't a cartoon. Y'all, I have gotten some good e-letters this week and some voice letters from folks who like the cartoon week on the Memory Lane Music. So, you know, maybe I'll just bring another one of those cartoon weeks back again soon. Because, y'all, there were a lot of cartoons and all. You know, maybe we'll do children's shows and cartoons or something in the future. But, you know, since we're already talking about it, let's just go ahead and play today's Memory Lane Music. Well, today's Memory Lane Music, that y'all, this one really is going to date Big Fatty, because I'm going to predict that not so many of you are going to remember this one, but I remember it, and y'all, it really was one of Big Fatty's favorite cartoons when he was growing up, and I hope you'll enjoy it.
It's the Beanie and Cecil Show.
Come go sailing, we've waited long enough for Beanie and Cecil to run and run and hop and hop and hop. It's time for adventure.
The boat, a fun,
oh joy.
With Cecil, with C6, he's our friend and good old Beanie. Boy, 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 boy.
Join us for fun with Beanie and
Lovable Gullible on the Tarnus Hanker Doll and Wet. These are the basic Easter pants created by Bob Clampett.
I see.
So come on, kids, let's rip our lids.
Higher than the moon, cause Harry Beanie treats the lid.
Your very own.
The Clampett Cartoon.
Oh, I love the Beanie and Cecil, and y'all, I would sing along with that, and I would always go, cartoon, just like Cecil did. Now, Beanie and Cecil ran during the 1962 TV season, and there were 26 shows, and it ran in prime time, and those 26 shows included 78 cartoons, and they were eventually repeated on Saturday mornings over the next 5 years. Now, the characters on Beanie and Cecil included Beanie, who was a young cherub-faced boy with a propeller beanie that allowed him to fly, which was referred to as the Beanie Copter, and Cecil was Cecil the C6 Sea Serpent. Did you remember that? Cecil the C6 Sea Serpent? Well, he was a sea serpent and had a slight lisp, but was fiercely loyal to Beanie, but not terribly bright. Cecil also has a superhero alter ego known as Super Cecil. Now, they would go around and visit different places through time and all this with Captain Horatio Huffinpuff, also known as Uncle Captain, and that was Beanie's kindly uncle and the captain of the Leaking Lena, which takes the pals from one destination to another. So, y'all, if you want to see what Beanie and Cecil was all about, you can go over there to the Wikipedia. Now, the show was revived back in 1988, and there were 8 episodes made, but only 5 of them aired. And, y'all, I cannot tell you how excited Big Fatty was that Beanie and Cecil, the seasick sea serpent. No, I can't tell you how excited. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. Y'all, I have fucked it up already. Speaking of fucking things up, let's just move on now. Y'all, I had, you know, I had my friend the Nip here for the past week, and he left early Tuesday morning. But one of the things that he did while he was here is I have, my light in my refrigerator has been out and for a long time, and Big Fatty has just kind of gotten used to not being able to see in the refrigerator, because I thought the light bulb had, you know, it wasn't, the bulb wasn't broken, but it like you turned it and the bulb would turn but the base wouldn't and stuff like that, and you know, I can't see to get in there and all that kind of stuff. So my good friend the Nip went out and bought a potato, so you know, you can stick the potato into the socket and screw it out and put a new bulb in and everything. Y'all, the bulb came right out. It didn't require a potato. So I've had no light in my refrigerator for over a year, and I just feel, you know, I just feel silly because of that. But now it scares me when I open the refrigerator door because, you know, I can see what's in there, which, you know, is really frightening. Which reminds me of a new movie that I saw being advertised. Now, I told you that there was a new movie coming out called The Ruins, and there is another one I saw advertised on the TV last night, which the refrigerator reminded me of, and that was and it's called Run, Fat Boy, Run. I don't know, but, you know, it's, I'm sure it's fabulous, you know, and anything with the word fat boy in it's got to be worth seeing. Now, y'all, there is a big, fat, cunty, cunt, cunt, bitchy person that works here at the coal mine. And, y'all, today she was driving to work, and she always just is stenchy. She covers herself in perfume. And, I mean, you can smell her a mile away, and it's just, and always has entirely too much makeup on and is fat. And we call her the BFB, the big fat bitch. Y'all, she got to work today, and she went to get out of the car, and she shit herself. So, we just had a hootenanny of a laugh today because she shit herself. So, to the BFB, I know you don't listen to the BFO, but to the BFB, enjoy shitting yourself. And y'all, I hope that she just absolutely just, ugh, just covered herself. And, you know, what can I say? Now, y'all, you know, Cunty McCunt, speaking of Cunty McCunt Cunt, Cunty McCunt Cunt was, you know, she called the voice letter line the other day and left a message for Big Fatty. Now, I have received a message from Michael in Stuttgart, who, and I'm just going to read this to you. And he may have posted this. I believe he did, but I'm going to read it to you anyway because I know you don't go over there to the www, which, of course, you do not have to use. But, y'all, you really should go over to the www because there's lots of good stuff that is posted over there. And anyway, he says, "Oh, sweet Jesus, help me. Did you know, Big Fatty, that Cunty McCunt Cunt has a German sister? Frieda Funtze is her worthy name. She works for his DSL internet provider. She called today to his landline not once, but 6 times. Hello? This is Frieda Funtze, Freenet AG. Can I talk to Mr. Michael in Stuttgart? Hello? Hello? Do you hear me? Hello? Now, this went on and on. Her longest try was 4 minutes of greeting, asking, waiting, asking again. Well, what she didn't understand is the fact that an answering machine doesn't actually answer a call or even questions. Michael has an automatic message. Please leave a message after the tone. Beep. Now, what is there not to understand? She left no message nor a number. So Michael had to find one online, which he called, and where they kept putting him 20 minutes into a wait, answer, what is your problem, dial 1 if you want to fuck this company routine. The last question was, if you want to talk to a member of our service team, dial 1. What I did then, they just, what I did, no. Which he did. He did that. He dialed 1 and they just disconnected him. Ruined! Well, Michael, I am so glad that the U.S. does not have the monopoly on Cunty McCunt Cunt. And y'all, there is evidently another Cunty McCunt Cunt over, I believe, in the U.K. And I got a message today from Cunty McCunt Cunt's friend. Here it is.
This call is for Mr. Fatty. Mr. Big Fatty, you do not know me, but I am Mrs. Dr. Harry Toulouse-Trois. Perhaps you have heard of my husband. He is the famous gynecologist, Dr. Harry Toulouse-Trois of the Louisiana Toulouse-Trois. I'm calling you in reference to my darling sister, Cunty McCunt-Cunt. I understand from my dear friends over at the DAR and the Daughters of the Confederacy that there's been some sort of disparaging remarks made on your show with regards to my poor sister. My friend's sons, those beautiful young men, have informed their mothers that you have been casting aspersions on the good character of dear Cunty by saying that she was responsible for the late delivery of your satchel. I fear that you have cast poor Cunty as a villain, and it is, in fact, due to her affliction that your sack was delayed. Surely you of all people would understand that dear Cunty suffers from the same predilection to running her hands through the dirty, stained, and soiled undergarments of hot men as you do. It is my hope that you can forgive her transgression, as she had no idea that the said undergarments did not, in fact, belong to a hot man at all. Please understand why I felt compelled to call and defend my sister, dear Cunty. I could no more disown my dear sister than I could my Irish grandmother. Best regards to you and your listeners, Mrs. Lucy Toulouse-Trois, or as you may call me, Mrs. Dr. Harry Toulouse-Trois.
Y'all, that was, I got some things mixed up there. That was the sister of Cunty McCunt-Cunt, and she wasn't over in the UK. She was down in Louisiana, obviously. And y'all, I couldn't understand what the music was in the background when I first listened to it. She was playing Dixie back there in the background, and that was Mrs. Dr. Harry Toulouse-Trois. And y'all, I'm just loving all of that. Yeah, I am. So, what can I say? Y'all, I know I have played voice letters a go-go this week, but y'all, they are stacking up. I've got to play a few more, so let's just get right into it, shall we?
Hello?
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello?
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 Hello.
Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Hey, Big Fatty. This is Tom. I want to leave you another message. I listened to your most current episode, and I love the picture that Michael from Stuttgart did for you. You really are attractive, doll. That's all I have to say. Just kidding. But anyway, I just want to say that I love your laugh. I love it when you, like, make a little boo-boo and then you laugh at yourself, and I think that is so funny. But I really love the midget with the hammer. We took the hammer away from the midget. I thought that was so funny. And I had to bust out laughing, and I had to call it to tell you. So, and on this particular call, I am not calling from the iPhone. I'm calling from my cheap Motorola flip phone that looks inadequate next to my iPhone. But anyway, the number was stored, so I had to do this. But anyway, you take care. Have a most wonderful weekend, and hope you find some lovely Easter eggs as you're searching for the bunny as well. Okay, happy bunny. Happy Easter egg.
Oh, Lord. Tom, I don't know what you're talking about when I mess up and I laugh at myself. Y'all, do you have any idea what Tom would be talking about? I'm not sure what that means. But anyway, Tom, may I make a suggestion? Put my fucking voice letter number in your iPhone. That was the most annoying clicky click click. It was almost like Cunty Mac Cunt Cunt was trying to, you know, send the call waiting signal through while you were trying to talk to me. So put 206-337-1438 into your iPhone right now. In fact, all of you do that, even if you don't have a fucking iPhone. Put it in there. All right, let's go to another voice letter.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Chef Mark here, and I'm just listening to you on The Gaze with Tim, talking about how short I am, insulting my height once again. That's fine, I can deal with that. I am shorter than Tim, much shorter than him, but I think from what I hear, we're the same size, though. Meh.
Well, Chef Mark, thank you so much for that call. It's been a while since we've heard from Chef Mark, and he's over there at the Remarkably Mark podcast, and he was referring to the Gaze episode with Tim from Terminally Straight, I believe is what Archer calls it. And Mark is about the same height as I am, and he is about the same size as Terminally Single Tim. In other words, he has a huge penis. Oh, my God. Did I say that out loud? All right, another voice letter.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Arthur. Sending you some voice letter love all the way from New Zealand, because Eric, the Southern boy, said you needed some voice letter love. And, well, actually, there was another reason. I thought we hadn't quite emptied the national treasury of New Zealand yet, and I thought maybe another call to the U.S. just might do it. Love your show. Bye.
Well, thank you very much, Arthur from New Zealand and the Amerinds podcast. Y'all, are you seeing a pattern here that only the podcasters are calling? Excuse me, listeners, it is time for you to revolt. You need to get up from your fat ass sofa, and you need to get over to the 206-337-1438. Call Big Fatty's bag phone. I want to hear from some listeners. I know the podcasters listen, and I know they're devoted and all, but y'all, we need to have some listeners call in here also. And, you know, on a secondary note, I guess one person listened to Eric the Southern Boy tell his listeners to call me. Well,
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Mr. B, or I'm sorry, Super B. How are you? Yeah, Johnny Quest, Race Bannon. I think that was the moment I knew I was gay, when I saw Race Bannon. The white hair, the red shirt, he always took his shirt off, the dark eyebrows. It was just something just so hot about him. I'm sitting here looking at Google images of him, and I think I need to go and touch myself inappropriately. So, have a good day. Bye.
Well, thank you, Super B. I appreciate that. And y'all, I'm going to tell you what, the Johnny Quest Memory Lane music got a lot of comments. Evidently, all of y'all thought Johnny Quest was fantastic, and you also thought it was sort of gay, sort of like a Super B. And by the way, I think Super B is a podcaster also. So, once again, listeners, don't make me give you the finger, or don't make me drive up and beat the shit out of JT up in Chicago. I'll see you Friday. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-878-3738 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.